7. But among them too, it will be acknowledged, many have shown a disregard for death. Tell me who? Was it he who drank the hemlock? But if you wish, I can point out 10,000 such individuals within the church. If it would have been permissible for them to drink hemlock and pass away when persecuted, all would have become more renowned than he. Moreover, he drank when he was not given the option to drink or not to. Whether he wanted to or not, he had to experience it, which is not a reflection of bravery, but rather of necessity, and nothing more. As even thieves and murderers, having been found guilty by their judges, have endured harsher conditions. But in our case, the situation is entirely different. The martyrs did not suffer against their will, but by their own choice, despite having the freedom to avoid suffering, exhibiting a level of courage tougher than any gemstone. Therefore, you see, it's hardly impressive that the person I was mentioning drank hemlock. It was beyond his control to refrain from drinking, especially when he had reached such an advanced age. He claimed to disregard life when he declared himself to be 70 years old, yet can this be considered as disregarding life? I personally could not assert this, and neither can anyone else. But show me someone remaining steadfast in torments for the sake of piety, as I present you with 10,000 such individuals all over the world. Who bravely endured while their nails were being torn out? Who remained strong while their body's joints were being pulled apart? Who stood their ground while their body was being dismembered bit by bit, or their head? Who endured while their bones were forced out by levers? Who persisted while continuously placed on frying pans? Who endured being thrown into a cauldron? Show me these examples, for to die by hemlock is the equivalent to a man remaining in a state of sleep. In fact, this type of death is said to be even more pleasant than sleep. But if some did endure torments, their honor is now lost. For they perished under dishonorable circumstances, some for revealing secrets, and some for striving to gain power, while others were exposed in the most heinous crimes, yet others senselessly, fruitlessly, and foolishly killed themselves with no apparent cause. However, this isn't the case with us. That's why nothing is said about the actions of those individuals. But our examples of courage continue to thrive and grow day by day. Paul had this in mind when he said, "The weakness of God is stronger than all men."